While President Bush spars with his critics over sending more troops to Iraq, the number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan appears likely to grow. Just over 20,000 American troops are currently in that country. They're split between NATO and a separate U.S. command. This week, on his visit to Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said he's considering asking President Bush to send additional troops. We're joined by journalist Ahmed Rashid. He's in Lahore, Pakistan, and thank you for being on the program.
Thank you.
Are more troops, in your opinion, needed in Afghanistan?
I think there's no doubt about it. The Taliban offensive last summer was met by American and NATO forces, but they were too few and too far stretched on the ground, with the result that they had to use massive air power in order to beat back the Taliban. Now, I think this spring there's going to be another major offensive, and it seems pretty clear that still NATO has not received any additional troops. And I think one thing the Americans may do is if they do send troops, it may encourage some of the reluctant NATO countries to also send troops.
Also this week, there was news from a person described as a Taliban leader saying that former Taliban leader Mullah Omar is living in the western Pakistan city of Quetta.
Well, a Taliban spokesman was arrested by Afghan forces inside Afghanistan, and he was then shown on TV after his interrogation, where he said that Mullah Omar is living in Quetta, the capital of Balochistan province. Now, this is nothing new. President Karzai himself told Musharraf this, and British commanders in southern Afghanistan have said much the same thing last year. The fact that this is coming from a Taliban spokesman, who obviously has been in touch with Mullah Omar in recent weeks or months, gives this an added, if you like, importance, despite the denials that have come from Islamabad.
When U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates visited Afghanistan, it was seen as showing support for Afghan President Hamid Karzai. How secure is that government, the Afghan government, at this stage of the game? And what are the state of relations between Pakistan and Afghanistan?
Well, the state of relations are very poor. And in fact, I think it's been the failure of the Bush administration to acknowledge this. Bush in September had this dinner party at the White House with President Karzai and President Musharraf, which utterly failed to resolve anything. And I think the real issue here is that the neoconservatives in the administration have been kicking under the carpet the fact that that there is support for the Taliban coming out of Pakistan. I think now the reality is hitting them simply because American commanders on the ground are, for the first time, being able to speak openly to Gates, something that they were not being able to do with Rumsfeld. They're telling Gates now very openly that, you know, we are fighting with one hand behind our back. Unless something is done at the political level with Pakistan, we are not going to be able to win this conflict. And I think Robert Gates is taking this criticism now very seriously.
Well, just finally circling back to the question of more troops, how much good would just simply sending in more troops do in Afghanistan?
I think it's not just a question of more troops. It needs more money, more reconstruction, a speedier buildup of the Afghan army and police. There are enormous gaps in the reconstruction and development effort. There is still not sufficient funding or even a policy towards the huge drugs epidemic that has flooded Afghanistan, and that is now the proceeds of which are helping the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. So there are huge problems that need to be addressed by the international community at the same time.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Ahmed Rashid is author of Taliban, Militant Islam, Oil, and Fundamentalism in Central Asia.